Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will tell of your name to my kin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning and welcome, or good afternoon and welcome, as we come together to celebrate and share in these sacred mysteries. And I know it's First Friday, however, I'm going to pull rank, and we're going to celebrate the Feast of St. Francis Xavier, since he is the patron saint for the Diocese of Green Bay. So that's the joy of being a priest. But anyway, as we gather here before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord as we seek forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
and may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who through the preaching of St. Francis Xavier won many peoples to yourself, grant that the hearts of the faithful may burn with the same zeal for the faith, and that Holy Church may everywhere rejoice in an abundance of offspring. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me. And woe to me if I do not preach it. If I do so willingly, I have a recompense. But if unwillingly, then I have been entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my recompense? That when I preach, I offer the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. Although I am free in regard to all, I have been made myself a slave to all, so as to win over as many as possible. To the weak, I became weak, to win over the weak. I have become all things to all to save at least some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news.
Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news.
For steadfast in his kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Go and teach all nations, says the Lord. I am with you always until the end of the world.
Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven, and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them, and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As a child growing up and going to 8 years of Catholic grade school, one of my favorite things to do in our library was to page through the books about the saints. We had quite a few books. So I always loved looking at the pictures, the images of the saints, and reading about their lives. So ever since a little child, I have always loved the saints. And now as I tell the children when I do school masses, I always tell them, get to know the saints. They're the pillars of our faith. They're beautiful witnesses of faith. And even though they had their faults, their failures, they weren't always perfect, they strove to love God. And they are beautiful witnesses for us that if they could do it, so can we. And such is the case with St. Francis Xavier. Now, St. Francis was born in 1506 over in the Kingdom of Navarre, which is part of the northern part of Spain, came from nobility, so he got a good education. Okay? And part of that education, he was sent over to Paris, studied in the university, studied philosophy, became a professor, was a teacher over there, and he figured that'd be his whole shtick for the whole rest of his life, to be a philosophy professor. Well, of course, while he's over there, he meets up with a young man by the name of Ignatius of Loyola. And then together he and Ignatius and five other men form what is called now the Jesuits. And so there went his plans, because God had other plans for him. And after they formed the Jesuits, he went down to Rome and got a theology degree, was ordained a priest, and then the Holy Spirit really hit him a good one, because with the love of God in his heart, he desired to become a mission. At this time, there was a lot of sailors from Spain, Portugal, traveling all the world, settling, starting colonies, and really making new discoveries of the world. And so he desired to go off to China to teach the people all about Jesus, to proclaim the good news, to spread the gospel. And so he's the very first missionary from the Jesuits to go off. And so on his way, he ended up actually in India. He started off in 1541 and spent pretty much 10 years on mission. Most of it was in India, where he proclaimed the gospel, baptized, they said, in 10 years, 40,000 people. Imagine that, 40,000 people. I've only been ordained for 24 years, and I've maybe baptized a couple of hundred. He did 40,000 in just 10 years. And so he went all over preaching, teaching, proclaiming the gospel, and he almost made it to China. He was that close to China, because it was on this day in 1552, at the age of 46, when he died on an island just off the coast of China. So he was that close. But yet, the beauty of it is he planted the seeds of faith in many people, and then they continued to go out into the world to preach, to teach all about the Gospels and Jesus and about God. So eventually the gospel message did make it to China through other people. But you see, he had a great burning in his heart to go and proclaim the good news. In fact, the very last words that Ignatius of Loyola said to Francis as he was heading out, he said, "Go and light the world on fire." And he did. And it was another little beautiful, interesting history point, is it was on this day, December 3rd, 1669, when Father Alloway was over on the banks of Green Bay by Oconto, which is now Oconto, where he offered a mass in honor of St. Francis Xavier, and he put that area under the protection, the patronage of St. Francis Xavier. So that's how he became the patron saint of the Green Bay Diocese. Pretty cool when you really think about it, you know? And so it's still this day we ask St. Francis to intercede, not only for our diocese, but there's also 15 other dioceses around the world that are under his patronage, that he will continue to pray that our hearts this day will be set on fire for the gospel, that we too will continue to go out into the world to proclaim the good news by our words, by our actions, to teach and to show the love of God to all those we meet. And so as we celebrate this Mass, let us thank God for the beautiful example of faith of St. Francis Xavier, and let us ask him to pray for us, to set our hearts on fire, and be living disciples of the gospel this day and every day. And I invite you to please stand. Trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For our Holy Father and all priests, that through the intercession of St. Francis Xavier, they will ignite all Catholics to evangelize the world with Christ's love and truth, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That through the intercession of St. Francis Xavier, patron saint of the Diocese of Green Bay, and all missionary work, there will be an increase in holy vocations and missionary disciples in this diocese and throughout the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation's leaders, that they will govern with the wisdom that only comes from Christ and work to protect the dignity of human life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from serious disabilities or illnesses, that they will be healed according to God's will, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the living and deceased members of the Follett and Malone families, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts. And if it is your will, we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, these offerings we bring you in commemoration of St. Francis Xavier, and grant that, as he journeyed to distant lands out of longing for the salvation of souls, so we too, bearing effective witness to the gospel, may with our brothers and sisters eagerly hasten towards you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of St. Francis Xavier, you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life. Teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with
your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light, says the Lord. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. this is First Friday to it. This time we'll now do an act of consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I give myself and consecrate to the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, my person and my life, my actions, pains, and sufferings, so that I may be unwilling to make use of any part of my being other than to honor, love, and glorify the Sacred Heart. This is my unchanging purpose, namely to be all His and to do all things for the love of Him, at the same time renouncing with all my heart whatever is displeasing to Him. I therefore take you, O Sacred Heart, to be the only object of my love, the guardian of my life, my assurance of salvation, the remedy of my weakness and inconstancy, the atonement for all the faults of my life, and my sure refuge at the hour of death. Be then, O Heart of Goodness, my justification before God the Father, and turn away from me the strokes of His righteous anger. O Heart of Love, I put all my confidence in you, for I fear everything from my own wickedness and frailty, but I hope for all things from your goodness and bounty. Remove from me all that I can displease you or resist your holy will. Let your pure love imprint your image so deeply upon my heart that I shall never be able to forget you or to be separated from you. May I obtain from all your loving kindness the grace of having my name written in your heart. For in you I desire to place all my happiness and glory, living and dying in the bondage to you. Amen. Let us pray. May your mysteries, O God, kindle in us the fire of charity, with which St. Francis Xavier burned for the salvation of souls, so that walking ever more worthily in our vocation, we may obtain with him the reward you promise to those who labor well in your harvest. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.